They sat, suddenly subdued, while the orders were taken. Then Rose's excitement bubbled over. She disarmed them by declaring that she wanted for nothing. She'd had a funny old upbringing, but she'd survived, she announced cheerfully.
Everything's going well for me, she told them. I've been working as a graphic designer for a small ad agency. My boss is pretty okay. I'm renting this little flat, you know, in the East End. Really cool. Been there forever, long before it became more fashionable.
She sat back, her eyes sparkling.
Sorry, I'm talking too much. Your turn.
She took a forkful of lasagna and looked from Rob to Carla and back. So life was wonderful, Carla repeated to herself. What could he do in the face of this endearing onslaught? With a swift glance at Carla, Rob began. Well, we've got two children, Gabriel and Peter. At this, Rose was almost out of her seat with delight, as if she hadn't known.
I was hoping there would be, Carla butted in.
They don't know about you. Yet, added Rob, softening everything with a gesture that Carla recognized as, give us time.
I don't want to make things difficult. That's the last thing I want.